Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is Season 2, Episode 27. And this program is brought to you by the Ground Round Restaurant. And here is a commercial from 1981.
Looking for a great place to eat and drink? How's the Ground Round sound? And listen to this. For a limited time, a tender USDA Choice Top Sirloin Steak with steak fries, onion rings, and Texas toast is just $3.99. Imagine a steak dinner for just $3.99. With great specials like these, the Ground Round sounds good to anyone.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, everyone, I am back, and I hope you enjoyed that commercial from Ground Round Restaurant. I will be talking about that restaurant in this episode. Plus, coming up, I will be talking about the sneak previews that aired on WTTW TV Channel 11. And let's see, we have talk a little about McDade and Company. And last, we will talk about on-TV subscription television. That should be a lot of fun. First, we'll start off with Ground Round Restaurant. I posted a photo of the restaurant, and it was from the Glenview Historical Society. And I credited, of course, the photo on my Facebook page on Vanished Chicagoland. And it was located on the northeast corner of Lake Street and Waukegan Road in Glenview. And when I posted that a few days ago, people loved seeing the photo because they remembered it fondly during the 70s and early 80s. A couple locations I can think of on the top of the head. There was one in Norridge on Harlem Avenue. Probably near Harlem Irving Plaza, and the other one was at 87th and Cicero, and that was right on the border of Oaklawn, hometown, and Chicago. I lived nearby that area. I never went to that restaurant at all, but I remember the commercials and people from my old neighborhood talking about it, and they mentioned a few things about that was well remembered. They hosted children's parties. They showed silent movies and cartoons on a big screen. And they had a clown. They had a mascot. His name was Bingo the Clown. I don't know if Bingo the Clown was in Chicago or could be elsewhere in the United States. And they passed out peanuts. You know, shelled peanuts where you can just, you know, break them and then you just throw the shells on the floor. And that sort of thing, a lot of people remembered. As the food, I don't know how the food was. I'm sure it was delicious. I've heard one guy on Facebook said, oh, the hamburgers were great. They were wonderful. And I have a menu of the Ground Round up in front of me. Let's see what they had. They had the Ground Round Jr. That was a hamburger, the steak sandwich. They had jumbo frankfurters, hot dogs, of course. They had children's special, the side dishes, you know, ooh, tasty stuff. Fried chicken. They had soft drinks by the pitcher. Also, I'm sure they served beer there, of course. They had happy hour, you know, pitchers of Budweiser. And according to some people, that restaurant's still around. I don't know if it's the same as when I was growing up, but last I heard, there was one in Wisconsin. And according to some sources, there are about 15 locations left. So we'll see. I don't know if he'll come back in Chicago. Well, we'll see about that. So that's enough about for the Ground Round Restaurant. And now we will talk about the TV program Sneak Previews that aired on WTTW Channel 11 in Chicago. And originally it premiered on September 4th, 1975, but this was not called Sneak Previews. It was called Opening Soon at a Theater Near You. And that it started for about two seasons before they changed it to Sneak Previews. I think that started about 1977. And the stars of the show were two film critics from two Chicago newspapers. One was Roger Ebert from the Chicago Sun-Times and Gene Siskel from the Chicago Tribune. And those two guys were competitors. They were rivals, but, you know, they had mutual respect to each other, which is very nice. And I started watching the show probably in the late 70s, maybe around 78, 79, when I was a teenager at Bogan High School. And once I started watching it, you know, you were amazed what they were saying, you know, and they picked a movie, some movies that were out, out in the theaters. And Gene Siskel would say, "I love this movie," but Roger Ebert would disagree. "I hate it. It was awful. It was trash." And then I would like to get into little tiffs, which was hilarious, you know. But, you know, it was fun to watch them like that. But, you know, they seemed very smart guys. They knew what they were talking about. And there were times that they didn't like a movie that I love, and I disagreed with them. You know, I felt a little, you know, grudge against them, but that's okay. You know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Sneak Previews ran on PBS for a few years, but then I remember it changed to at the movies, and that started at 1982. And they changed that. And that was syndicated. So it was on commercial TV. I think I remember it was on Channel 2, on WBM Channel 2. And then it aired on I think it aired in WGN for a while. I'm not sure because it switched so many times. Yeah, it was a fun show to watch. And let's see, what do I remember? They had a dog with them. I forgot his name. You know, they had a dog. I'm sorry. Here you go. The dog was called, his name was Spot the Wonder Dog. And they also had a skunk. So they would save the worst movie, probably the worst movie of the year or the worst movie that was out there at the time. And they brought a skunk. But he was a real skunk. I don't know if... You know, those guys were sitting, the skunk was sitting right in the middle of those two guys. I don't know if the skunk disagreed, they would, you know, the skunk would let them have it. It would have been funny to see that. And, I found out the skunk's name, his name was Aroma the Educated Skunk. And they would, that show at the movies with Siskel and Ebert lasted until 1986. And then they left. And they started another show together. Let's see, I could look it up. Yeah, they started in 1986 and they called it At the Movies. And then Roger Ebert passed away. And then I think Richard Roper took over, and then he left, and then there were other hosts. And that show lasted until about 2010. So that was the end of that. And I miss it. You still find clips on YouTube of Siskel and Ebert, and they're fun to watch. They really are. You know, they are two great men in Chicago. And Also, I remember when the Oscars were on, and I usually watch Oscars aired on Channel 7 on WLS TV, and Roger Ebert was at Hollywood, and he reviewed the show. Usually, he didn't like it, but he also reviewed which films were nominated and which films won the Oscar. And sometimes he disagreed that film shouldn't won, that actor should have won, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So that was a fun show. And we'll see how it goes if they bring it back. Okay. Next thing I would talk about is McDade and Company, which was a catalog house. Now, McDade and Company, the only one I remembered when I was growing up, was located on 79th Street and Cicero Avenue in Burbank. And the original location, I think it was at 715 West 51st Street, excuse me. So that was around, maybe it was located around east of Halsted Street. And there was one also in Oak Lawn, around about a couple blocks east of Central, 95th and Oak Lawn. So McDade, there were other locations. It was at, let's see what we have here. Yeah, it was in Chicago Heights. It was in Westmont, Palatine, Carroll Stream, and Lincolnwood. And let's see if I left something out. No. Okay. The only memory I have of McDade's is when I was in high school, I wanted to buy a watch. So one day, my parents and I went to church on Sunday. And my mom suggested we stop by McDade's and to see some watches. And I said, okay. So, and that was in 1980. I think I said that before. We went into the store, and then there was one watch that caught my eye, and it was beautiful. It was gold, and it was an Omega watch. And funny enough, I still have the watch, but I changed the armband on it. I still have it in my bedroom. So, and that's a precious moment and a memory for me, you know, of my parents buying me that watch. It was beautiful. I never wore it to school. I only wore it for when I go to church or to a wedding or, you know, special occasion. Excuse me. So McDade Catalog House is where you order something, and then I think they had a conveyor belt. I don't remember much. It reminds me of Service Merchandise, which they did have that. And that was located at 87th and Cicero. Just like when I mentioned at the Ground Round, when I previously said, at the border of Oak Lawn, Burbank, and Chicago. And so McDade, the other memory that most people remember for McDade's is where the commercials they aired during the Christmas season, during the holiday season. And they featured an actor named Jed Allen. And he was a soap opera actor. He died a few years ago. I remember him seeing, he was famous for his role in the soap opera that's no longer airing, called Santa Barbara. He did star in Days of Our Lives. And he was, his other famous role was he played the father of Steve Sanders in Beverly Hills 90210, played by Ian Ziering. And the commercials aired for a couple years, and they would say McDade's, and then he would showcase some products. He would hold a product, they would show the price, and you could still find those commercials on YouTube, and they're fun to watch. So that's another business that's gone that a lot of people would wish it would come back. And other fun thing about catalog houses or any department store that had catalogs is having an actual catalog, a physical catalog in your hand. And you would just thumb through it, see all the beautiful pictures. And I saw a couple of them online from the late 70s and early 80s, where all the appliances and all the technological gizmos they had. Oh, things have changed. Things have changed so much, and it's fun to read and fun to look at. Okay. Next thing I will talk about is on TV, television subscription, or subscription television, excuse me. So, you know, that service is well remembered by everyone growing up in Chicago. People remember the commercials. They remember when they had it. And it was a very exciting thing when it was introduced. And then it flopped after that. So because technology changed and cable entered in the Chicago market around the same time. So let's read a little history of that. Okay. It was launched in April 1977, and it was started in Los Angeles. And then it spread into other markets. You can read those. Here we go. Then it started, it started in Los Angeles, then Detroit, Phoenix, Miami, Cincinnati, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, and Portland, Oregon. And there weren't that many markets, so that's amazing for that. So let's see. I'll read about Chicago's history first. Here we go. And it first aired on September 22nd, 1980. I think it started a little earlier, probably 18th or 19th, according to some ads. And then it aired on WSNS Channel 44. And it would start airing at 7 o'clock in the evening. And it aired on the weekends. So I'm not sure if, you know, the schedules have changed like that. So I'm not sure. So on TV had some great movies on. When the movies were in the theater for a little while, then they broadcast them on TV. So, and then that lasted until, let's see, when did it end? Here we go. It stopped airing on June 30th, 1985. So we have a good 5 years. Really did. So that's amazing. And I'll tell you how much they charge you for it. So, and sometimes at the time it seemed kind of pricey, you know, like that. And here we go. Okay, first they would charge about between $40 and $50 installation, and then they charge you from $19.95 to $22.50 per month. That started in other markets and, you know, other cities in the United States. But then Chicago came along, and I'm sure it was the same. So another thing, they started airing Star Wars on, and I heard a lot of people when they got that, they were excited. And another feature they had on TV was Adults Only. And that aired from about the time from like 11 o'clock in the evening till all hours in the night, maybe 3 in the morning. And they aired pornographic movies. And from what I heard, those movies were edited. They weren't the actual movies until video cassettes came. And then you saw the actual unedited version of the movie. So, a couple of funny things about on TV was the equipment, the decoder. And the decoder, you know, it came in the on TV logo was blue, and it came in a black and brown box. So, and a lot of people found ways to descramble the box. And then they use special equipment, or, you know, they hacked into it, which what we say now. And so a lot of people found it hilarious. You know, they didn't want to pay so much money, you know, when they could try to hacking into the system, and then they got it for free. And I remember the on TV program guides. Oh, those were very nice. You can still find them on eBay or anywhere on the web. And let's see. For on TV, it was not successful because cable came along. Not in Chicago. Chicago came in the city of Chicago. Cable came in the late 80s. So. In the suburbs, it was introduced, and the first time I saw cable TV was in Oak Lawn, and it was around right before MTV premiered in August of 1981, which will be its 40th anniversary. I will talk about that in a future episode about that. The first time I watched MTV, which is still on, but they don't play music videos. It's another story, so I'll get into that another time. Another thing about on TV, they introduce another service, and that one was called Spectrum. I'm trying to find the. There we go. Yeah, it was called Spectrum, and that began airing on WFBN Channel 66 on September 29, 1981. But right now it's WGBO. And then now it's a Spanish station. But at the time, it was a very low, low frequency TV station located in Joliet. And that didn't last very long. And then I think it lasted about a couple years. And then Spectrum ceased to exist. And then they started airing music videos for about 1 year. I'll talk about Channel 66 another time. To go into more detail. Also, at the same time, they had Sports Vision. And Sports Vision, I'm trying to find some information about that, because a lot of people remember that. They love Sports Vision. And let's see. So Sports Vision it was called Sports Channel, Chicago. I think. No, it's, and then, yes, it started a Sports Channel Chicago. It started the same, it started in 1981, and then they renamed it Sports Vision. And that lasted for a long time. And then there's a lot of history about that. So maybe I'll talk about that another time to go into more detail about that. So as for on TV, it was very memorable. And it was funny that people said, oh, yeah, we had this in our house, and then we, hacked into it, and we descrambled, and we watched movies, and we watched the porno movies, And if you didn't have the service on your television, you have that big squiggly line in the middle. And then if you had to hear you had to turn the volume all the way up to hear the sound. And you could barely hear it. One time my brother did that. He turned up he was watching on TV, just testing it, and he turned up the volume, and all of a sudden they did a station break, and the announcer of WNS goes, "This is WNSNS TV 44 Chicago." And he says so loud, but you see, my brother was watching in the middle of the night, and he almost woke up the house, which was hilarious, And I have never forgotten that. He hasn't either, so it was fun. So I could say more about on TV, but I can say that on a future episode. So that's all I remember from that. Okay, so that'll be all for the show today. I'm glad you joined me. This is P. Costanis, and this is Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Episode 27, season 2. And I hope you can join me for my next episode. Hopefully I'll have one in a couple days. I'm sorry for the delay. I usually have it on Tuesdays, but something came up, so I couldn't do the episode. So bye-bye now for me, and take it away, Ray Rayner.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.